This is Elaine, and welcome to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. Today I'm going to answer a few questions that several of you have asked me to address. And one of the questions has to do with living in the present moment and how do we make that happen? How do we get out of our past? How do we stop ourselves from engaging in the future, which has not even arrived yet? And then the other question was, how do we build character when we feel like we've been stripped of it during our years of growing up, or maybe experiences we had in our young adulthood? So the connection between character strength and living in the present moment is a strong one, and it's also connected to living from the inside out. To know my strengths, I have to be aware of who I am. When I know who I am, I'm going to know what I need and what I want. And I'm going to try to manifest that in the present moment. When I live a lot in the past, it's easy to become a victim to the past, and it's easy to become depressed about the past if it's filled with traumas or negative experiences. If I live too much in the future, I'm going to get more and more anxious, and the burden of worry of what's coming next or what will happen in the future is a thief to my present moment. It steals it. And I'm not willing to let that happen. So living in the present moment by having a good sense of who you are, what you need, and what you want to build in yourself, enhance your strength of character, enhance what you value and believe. That's one way to focus on ourselves in a way that grows us, offers ourselves choices, which is very empowering, and allows us to be conscious of the now. So I'm going to offer a few suggestions about living in the present moment, which requires, I would say, psychological flexibility. In other words, I'm not thinking about, well, I always did it this way, or I was told blah, blah, blah. It's a part of creating the now by being present and open to it, and by knowing what matters to me. So I need flexibility in my thoughts, and I need to be able to be open and understanding what matters to me. That's my first suggestion. My second suggestion is to be accepting and have a willingness to be open to whatever comes. In other words, nothing stays the same. If you look at your life in the last 6 months, each month you'll find something that shifted or changed. If you're not noticing anything that changed, then you want to check in with yourself and see to what degree are you a controlling person where you're keeping things as much the same as you can. I can remember when I was a national trainer telling my group of 30 people who I was training for a week on the second or third day to change their table seats. And there'd always be a handful that would say to me, "I'm not changing my seat. I really like it here." And I never forced them to do it because there were enough people who were changing their seats, so the people they initially sat with were at different tables. So they still had to deal with the new people who were now part of their group. So it can happen to us. We can't stop it. So how can we learn to flow with it? And one of the steps is acceptance and a willingness to be open to whatever comes. The other suggestion is becoming an observer of my thoughts as opposed to a judge or a criticism of what I'm thinking or doing. An observer does not do either of those. They don't judge and they don't criticize. They look for what is. They don't attach themselves to something emotionally. They don't attach themselves to a meaning that we could have made up and isn't really true, but we're projecting that onto the situation. Or we can become a judge, and we are quick to pull that gun out of the holster and decide that we have the answers, decide if somebody is wrong or right, and we don't even have a smidgen of information to come to that conclusion. So it's important to learn to detach from the judging voice and to detach from making meaning out of something we don't know too much about. The observer of self is about pure awareness. I am aware of what I'm thinking. I am aware of what I'm feeling or a mood that I'm going through. I am aware of my behaviors, whether they're working for me, working for others, insufficient, more than enough. I'm just aware. And I don't judge. Putting yourself at the center of self-observation is a great way to grow. If I keep criticizing myself, I'm really not going to end up being my own best friend. I get tired of criticism. When other people criticize, you know, we don't much care for it. Why would we care for it if it's coming from us toward ourselves? It doesn't make really any sense. And it really stops the flow of a higher energy coming in and helping us to be our best selves. The fourth suggestion I have is to know what matters in your life. What can guide your behaviors? What are your chosen values? You know, we were all taught values growing up, or we were shown that values don't matter. We'll do what we want to do, and they are not part of our past. Either way, when I value something, I assign it high worth. So whether I was taught certain values or not, I need to ask myself in the present moment, what are my values? What do I want to guide me through life? And then after I identify my values, what do I believe about myself? Do I believe I'm bright, creative, curious? Do I believe I'm stupid? Incompetent? Not good enough? What I believe is going to affect how I experience life. So you want to be really clear and aware of what you value and what you believe, and if you need to make any shifts in that area of your life. Commitment is the final suggestion I have for being in the present moment. Flexibility is a partner to commitment. And in commitment, I act in effective ways, mentally and physically, and I'm guided by my values. And I'm committed to doing those exactly that way. So being in the now starts with the intention. It's great to have some quiet moments of solitude, serenity. It's great to be out in nature, if that's what speaks to you. It's great to be meditative. If you're religious or spiritual, it's great to incorporate those practices in your daily life. Whatever you believe in, bring it into your life in a way that grows you. So those are my current suggestions for living in the present moment, and I hope you find those helpful. I'd love some feedback from you. And so now let me go to the second question that came up about building character strength. We use character strengths every single day of our lives. When we use them, they can make us happier, more resilient, and better connected not only to others, but to ourselves. So I'm going to name a few that matter to me, and then I'm going to invite you to choose the ones that matter to you. Honesty is an important character strength for me. Telling people the truth in a way they can hear me. Basically, I'm not talking at them, I'm talking with them. I'm tuned into what is my truth, and I want to share it in a way that they can understand it and hear me, and then I can reciprocate and offer them the same opportunity. But honesty is important because it's a foundation for growing trust. There's so much mistrust in our world today. And yet, if you look at trust as the foundation for all the developmental stages of a human being, trust is the first one. Trust versus mistrust. A baby, an infant, a toddler needs to learn to trust to be able to move on throughout the developmental stages of the human being. If they fail at that first one, there's always something kind of amiss with the development of the other stages for them. Another character strength for me is creativity. I love doing things in a different way. I love seeing things from different perspectives. And I love trusting that I will offer that to myself as a way of being free to explore. Just feeling the freedom of not having to go along with other people if I choose not to. If I choose to, that's different. But I make an independent free decision around the creative process. And it is something that nourishes me, nurtures me, makes me feel like I can contribute something to life. Curiosity is another character strength. I mentioned it a few moments ago, but I have to tell you, be curious, ask questions. Questions, I think, are more important than answers because questions open the door. Answers can close the door because we think we got everything we need. And maybe we did, but that doesn't need mean we need to stop asking questions. Be inquisitive. It's a beautiful thing. It's a way to learn and to do continuous learning. I am positive that curiosity leads to wisdom, ultimately. And that's really important. I think the appreciation of beauty is a big character strength, in that I can see beauty in a relationship. I can see beauty in the natural world. I can see beauty in a tender moment or an exchange of feelings between two people. I can really understand how beauty serves my heart and helps me live from my heart and remind me that not everything is born in my mind, okay? I want to be out in the world from my heart. And for me, beauty is the thing that stimulates that for me. Gratitude. I have been working on gratitude consciously and intentionally for over 20 years because I find I have a better day. I find I like life a whole lot more when I am in gratitude. I always say it's the cousin of joy. Even when something negative happens or something we don't want to happen, if we can find something positive in it, we can find joy. I remember, about 10 years ago in Atlanta, I lost my wallet. And when I arrived at the hotel for a national training, I didn't have it. And that's when I recognized it was gone. A person said to me that I was working with at the training to be grateful for something about that event, losing my wallet. And I really thought she was crazy. But she persisted, and I like that about her. She was creative that way. Find something you're grateful for. And so on the third day, I did find something. Everybody I called to report my credit cards and, to call TSA in Atlanta and in Detroit to see if they had found my wallet. They were so kind. Everybody I talked to was so kind and understanding. And it was just amazing to me because it turned an event that caused me anxiety into feelings of connecting with people. And the end of that story is so bright. A person who is driving me to the hotel from the airport in Atlanta was cleaning out his van and noticed my wallet under his seat. This was on the fourth morning. Anyhow, he came back to the hotel and asked for me, and I went downstairs and was shocked. And he said he knew it was me because I was his last customer. And I don't know if being in a state of gratitude shifted the energy to attract the solution in the form of this very kind man. I don't really know, but that's what I'm going to believe because I know the power of gratitude. I've seen it happen a lot in my life and in other people's lives. So it's very cool. And it's something that I intentionally practice every day. And it has changed my life. So those are just a few of the character strengths that I try to keep developing in myself. There are many others. Courage is one. Forgiveness, humility, hope, humor, kindness. So I'm going to close this session by asking you to please identify what your character strengths currently are. And are there any that you'd like to build for yourself? It doesn't matter your age. I'm not speaking to just 70-somethings. I really am talking to anybody who's listening, regardless of your age. So develop your character strengths, which will develop your heart and your mind and your sense of self. And you will start to form a relationship with yourself that really matters and that gives you the conviction to live the best life the way you choose to live it. And every time we offer ourselves choice, consider that a blessing. So for now, I'm going to close. I hope you have a nice full list. I hope it makes a difference in your life. I hope you'll kind of join me in intending to live in the present moment. So I'm going to wish you a really good day, a beautiful week. I thank you. Talk to you soon.